spooky.
Oh, God. Are we haunted?
Well, come on. I feel like it's, like, haunty outside, yeah, and it's, like, starting to be, like, spooky season. So I'm practicing.
Episode 455. Mm. Sarah saying spooky is one of my favorite things.
You know what? Ren loves that, too, and I don't know why, which makes me do it way more than, like, now it's, like, I do it all the time.
It's something special about the way you do it, though.
Because I enjoy it so much. It's mostly like when I'm giggling.
I love it.
It's so funny. Yep, yep. Because it's my favorite holiday. What can I say? We're like, you know, creeping up on it. So
yeah, it is almost, well, I mean, it is kind of spooky season. And it's definitely spooky season here in LA where we're on fire.
Mm-hmm. Still.
How are you doing, Sarah?
Oh, I'm doing well. I'm living with a little bit of guilt, though.
Okay.
But I feel like you can help me, like, work it out.
Okay.
Because we've talked about this. I don't think it was on the podcast, though.
Okay.
So maybe I should make this a hypothetical, just in case.
Like asking for a friend type thing?
Yeah, I'm asking for a friend. So, like, this girl lives at this woman, you know.
Lady.
For feminists.
She's a lady.
This lady lives in this apartment complex where they have a bitter leaf tree that is
I've already told you. Okay, sorry. Go ahead. Yes.
Yes. Well, did we talk about this on air?
No, we didn't. We talked about it when you were over my house.
Yes. So this bitter leaf tree is at an apartment complex that has gone through changes in management.
Yeah.
And therefore, nobody is caring for it.
Yeah.
And it is showing the signs of suffering.
Yes.
It is losing its leaves. I should take a this person who lives there should take
document,
a photo,
yeah.
Should just document it, because it's like watching the progression of this thing's demise is heartbreaking to watch.
Yeah.
So I know what it needs. And it needs, well, this TLC. Lady knows what it needs. I'm terrible. This is why I'm a bad liar.
Yes.
See, I'm not even good at, this happened one time when I like got off the real world, or like maybe it was like after I won a challenge, and I think it was with you. And you told me to try to make a reservation, and so I tried to call on behalf of myself. That went awful. And I definitely used I in the middle of it, which is exactly what's happening here.
No.
If hypothetically. So, and you know, we talked about this. It definitely needs to be pruned.
I already told you.
It definitely needs a haircut. Well, so then I did it.
Oh, my God.
This lady did it.
No.
But not a lot. Like, just like because.
What did you do? Like, tell me.
Just there were easy, like, branches that, like, nobody would have even noticed.
Yeah.
What I need to do now is now it feels like it's only been half done and not even at the extent that it needs to. And I thought, because this lady's friend and boyfriend gave them like the green light that yes, this is the right thing to do,
yeah.
And you should definitely do that.
Well, what's the problem?
But then this lady's boyfriend, as she was doing it, was like, "Whoa, like that's enough. Like let's like get out of here and just like take a few."
What is wrong with you people?
And then I was like, "Oh my God!" Then the guilt came in because this lady was like, "Is she doing the right thing?"
Who has guilt about pruning a public tree?
I do, because. Because then I, like, because is it, I'm watching it die. I really do feel like this, I told you.
What
this
are you
is what
afraid
I need
will
you.
Happen if you tend to it?
Well, it's not mine to tend to, but it is different. It's not like it's like I'm, you know,
but nobody
watching
cares.
A kid whose hair isn't getting cut and cutting the hair. Yeah, I know. The only person who cares it is me, and the only reason I care is because I love the plant,
yeah.
And that I love the plant, so I like... I'm worried that, like, they're going to see me, like, somebody's going to, like, catch this lady trimming this, doing the right thing, and then be like, you're damaging, like,
yeah,
property.
But then what? You're damaging property.
I don't know, right? They have bigger fish to fry right now, I
Nobody
guess.
Cares, my
Nobody
God.
Nobody cares.
I told you.
And it's, like,
you.
Half done. But I feel like it's going to be so noticeable. Like, it's definitely, right now, nobody would know. But if it got the proper job, he'll be like, what the hell happened to have that tree?
Oh.
Because there is a significant, there is a 4-foot gap.
Okay.
Where it's just branch, where it's lost all the limbs or lost all the leaves.
So if
so
you
it is
really did what
dying.
You should do.
if this lady did what she should do to maintain the health of the plant and the longevity of it long term and give the plant the proper room it needs to grow so it stops dying, it's mm-hmm. wasting so much energy sending water up this huge stem that has no leaves on it to try to keep the top ones alive. And then I even went and this lady went and did a whole bunch of research on whether this was the right, like, the, accurate. It is. It's just like, then do you talk to them about it? Do you say, hey, you know, because I feel like I'm the kind of person who asks for permission, not beg for forgiveness.
Yeah, that's really
never been
stupid.
Me. I know, but you know what? It's worked fairly well for me. It's how I've left every challenge with an artifact and items and not ones that I stole and I wasn't allowed to take.
Right.
I got permission from the high above every time and they were like, yeah, thanks for asking. Here, go, just take it. Whatever you
yeah,
want.
Yeah, I mean,
I was like, oh, see,
to,
it works.
To do that instead of stealing, okay. But to do, okay, to ask for permission to prune a tree seems gratuitous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
But I mean, if you recall, my original...
I'll pass the info on to the lady.
My original advice was to steal the tree. So pruning it...
But it's in the... It's so massive. We're talking...
That's why it would be very funny to me. 20
feet tall.
Oh, is it really 20 feet?
Oh, yep. And it's built into a bench. So it's like... There's like a bench that's in the round and it comes... The planter is in that. And then it comes up and it like goes through the second story. So
wow.
There's no joke, like a good 5 feet that need to be taken off
this
thing.
Was.
We're
okay.
talking massive.
Right.
But if anybody who knows, I'm like, oh, why isn't anybody else emailing them? And Ren's like, I don't think anybody else.
No.
Ren's like, you know, nobody else cares.
Wow.
Just feels like I'm slowly, this is what it is.
Uh-huh.
I'm passing by this lady. Is walking by mm-hmm. somebody who's being tortured daily.
Right.
And it is torturing a little part of her soul. So,
wow. Well,
and I'm only, it's only halfway saved.
Okay. So, well, I support the pruning and the tending yeah. to the tree. I think you're doing a service.
And the best thing is when you do prune it, which is what is happening now, all of the pruned parts become new trees. So
right.
this tree is then going to become 12
yeah,
more.
Yeah, it's exponential growth.
I mean, it'll take like 3 months for them to even just get roots. But people care and are willing to put in the time. So there you
I
go.
Just
now,
think,
thank you for making me feel less guilty.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like racking my brain. I'm like, am I going to get
guilty.
Sued for this?
No.
For knowing this lady or something?
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay.
Yes.
So
there you go.
I wanted to start by saying I have to make you watch this documentary short that I watched on Netflix yesterday called John. I think it's John Wanted to Contact Aliens.
Yeah, that keeps coming up on my thing. And then when I saw it on your Instagram the other day,
yeah.
I was like, I was supposed to watch this? Thank you. Tell me about it.
It's only 15 minutes. And
oh my gosh, what am I waiting for?
I didn't even know Netflix did like quick bites like that, but whatever. They have this one and it is so great. It made me for just a moment feel normal and sane and happy and hopeful. You know when, like, let's say you go to a museum and you see, like, a really special piece of art or, like, you make a connection with a stranger on the street or something? It's, like, this spiritual experience.
Don't I know it?
Yeah.
Yes.
It was like when I was done watching it, I was like, I felt my soul just sigh with happiness for just a moment, you know? And I don't know how in 15 minutes they managed to include a twist, but... They did. And I did not, I thought it was just going to be about this guy who, since like the 60s, has been building these little makeshift machines to try to contact aliens. He broadcasts music into space.
Ah, a la Contact.
And yeah. And he does, he has like all different genres. He says he does like African music and he does like techno music.
Gosh. It's
so, he's thought so much about it. And I thought that was going to be the whole point, but it wasn't. And I don't want to spoil
it. No spoilers. No spoilers.
I won't.
Oh, I'm going to watch this right after. I'm so excited.
I walked away thinking, oh, who, this was my takeaway. Who are the aliens? Like, you know, it depends on who you ask. If you asked a Martian, right, we're the aliens.
We're the aliens.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's what I walked away thinking, like, oh, he, I don't want to say it, but it is so good and sweet and lovely and just special. You got to see it. So I won't ruin it.
I can't wait. And that reminds me of my who has the accent
right.
thought.
Right.
Because,
what's your
like,
answer?
People all, everybody and nobody.
Everybody and nobody. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it was. It was just like it shifts your perspective just for a minute. Like, oh.
Yeah. Ooh, that's fun.
It was really good. You got to watch
it. Well, that makes me like my soul a little smile a little
bit.
Yeah,
it'll fill
you
up your bucket.
That. Okay. I can't wait.
I also watched a documentary also, I think, on Netflix. It was The Man Who Would Be Polka King. And
that sounds funny.
Believe me, it is not for everyone, but I loved it.
What?
It was I think because.
Was it about polka?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh my
gosh. This guy that was like the Liberace of polka. And my, you know, in Pennsylvania, I mean, it's Pennsylvania polka. My grandparents were German and they loved polka. They would go every week to dance polka. I mean, this is like a very Pennsylvania thing, so that's probably why I was drawn to
it. I feel like I need to even, like, I'm just going to Google, because the only, all I can see is Urkel.
Yeah, I mean, it's about right.
Dancing, you know, okay, German, okay, here we go.
My grandparents' favorite was Frankie Yankovic, who is a relative of Weird Al. He's like the ultimate Frankie Yankovic. He's like a celebrity in the polka world.
Frank Yank.
But this just took me back home. But the film is about the guy that Liberace of polka. But he was like basically creating a Ponzi scheme, and had to
about what?
Like he got all these polka fans to invest money in him. And he was just giving them promissory.
Stop it.
That was so awesome.
Who knew that the polka community was weak?
I get it, though, because they are
strong
so
in footwork. Weak in.
Right. Weak in mind.
Weak in mind.
Well, I get it, though, because they're almost all senior citizens, of course. And that's a vulnerable community when it comes to scams and stuff like
that.
Well,
that's really sad.
Yeah, they lost a lot of money. I mean, in the end, it was like $10 million. All these
10
people.
10 million?
He had like 400 people that he scammed.
My gosh.
It was awesome.
They're never going to be able to afford those lederhosen.
I know.
I shouldn't make jokes. It's only because I'm looking at people dancing the polka right now, and that's funny to me.
Yes. Oh, listen. Hey.
This is a contest.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I love polka. But
no.
Well, just sort of like, you know, as a traditional folk music.
Oh my gosh. It's crazy that you can dance to this.
Sarah, you're missing out. It's great.
No, I'm not missing out because I went on a cruise down the Danube.
Yes.
And they did like little polka dances and like
did
things.
You like
and
it at all? Not
it
really.
It feels so kitschy and like
it's ridiculous.
I don't know. It's and the people who let me just tell you that the people who are watching the 1989 polka dance contest.
Oh my god!
Dance open at Frankenmuth.
Yes, I've been to Frankenmuth.
Oh, my God. They look about as excited as somebody sitting in line waiting to get a colonoscopy.
Well, Well, they're not known for their affect. That's
right. Yeah, so like why would that, you tell me that that's the community you want to hang out with? Have you seen African dance at all?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like of the kind of music that I would like enjoy this like watching and this,
don't you think that's more of an age thing than a genre thing? Because they're older people, you know, and they're white.
I can see myself as I get older, like enjoying some things more, but this no.
Wow.
I don't think I'm going to become more of a polka lover the older I get. I'm not going to age into a love of this.
Well,
I'm pretty sure I'm still going to like Snoop Dogg and
okay, but haven't you ever been to like an Oktoberfest type of scenario? It's really fun.
Yeah, it's fun because of the drinking.
Not just the drinking, also the music and the pretzels. And the bratwurst.
I don't like the music. It's right, the accordion.
Right. No, it's not for everyone. I get it.
This is my hammock.
Yeah. I just grew up with it, and so for me, it's that.
That's it. It's thing. Nostalgia.
Totally.
I didn't. You know what we grew up watching that was so much fun that, like, was. I'm not kidding. My grandma took us to, my mom took us to, were the Native American, like.
Oh, yeah.
Shows and all those.
Now that.
The dancing.
It sounds amazing, too.
Yes. And so, like, that kind of. You're like into that. I was on the West Coast. I'm like, we didn't.
No, and believe me, that's way cooler.
Any, like, I'm trying to think of, like, the equivalent that I even had of, like, what cultural dances my parents took me to and I attended.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, it's lame.
While I was simultaneously culturally appropriating with participating in Indian guides, don't think that is not lost on me.
I wanted to ask you about that because. We watched Mulan, you know, the new live action.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're interested, you could log into my Disney Plus and watch it yourself.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Thank you. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
And it was really cute and everything.
See? Being friends with you is like being friends with Oprah. So many freaking perks. I love it.
And I just thought, obviously, a lot of people are going to now go as Mulan for Halloween. Mm-hmm. And that's not allowed, right? Because it's cultural appropriation.
I'm not the one to ask.
I'm not either. That's why I was like, I need some guidance on what's allowed, what's honoring something and what's like mm-hmm. not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think, you know, dressing up as a character, but then I think like speaking in an accent that is not yours or doing something else like to... I don't know.
Because
you would have to ask somebody who is
doing
the
geisha
that.
Thing is not allowed. So, but you're saying maybe this is different because she's like a Disney princess type of scenario.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know either. I'm just, don't do it. You know, when in doubt.
Yeah.
Just don't.
Yeah. Just don't.
But.
I know.
I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah. I do need it in that same vein, like. And this is like a me problem.
Okay.
But I do need some protective hairstyles to wear and how to like wrap my hair up because like wearing it in a ponytail all the time is causing breakage.
You know? Oh,
I need
yeah.
Another option that is, you know, like how to wrap up my hair in a cute way that is also respectful.
Because what would you otherwise do? What would the style be that's like questionable? Braids?
No, or like wearing a hair wrap, like a head wrap.
Oh, is that not allowed?
I don't know. And again, when in question.
Yeah.
Not going to do it.
Okay.
So, you know.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, this is a debate for you.
Oh, I love a debate.
Yes, I read this and I don't know how I feel about it. So a USC professor of economics was doing like a Zoom course and was teaching about linguistics and verbal pauses and things, mm-hmm. you know, like in America, we tend to say or whatever.
Or
Or Sarah does but like every language has their own verbal pauses. And so he's been teaching the course for a long time. And he always talks about how in China, they have a verbal pause. And I don't know how to actually pronounce it, but apparently when you say it, it can sound like the American N-word.
No.
So, but it's not the N-word. And it's two separate words that when you say them fast or whatever can have that same sound. And so there were a bunch of students in the class who got really mad and wrote a letter and want him to be punished and all of this stuff. And I wanted to know what you think, because like I said, he didn't say the N-word, but they were upset because it was triggering for them. And I wanted to get your thoughts.
Oh, well, yeah, I think it's an important thing to, if I can stop going, I think he can probably work out his.
Well, no, he was just using it as an example.
Oh.
Like he was saying, yes, and in China, they do this, and in this place, they do this.
Oh, it's not like his own that he has.
No.
Oh, he's just pointing it out.
Yeah, talking about different languages.
Use a freaking other example.
Okay, so you're on the side of the students.
Yeah.
Oh.
You don't have to do that.
Okay, but
I mean, if here's the thing, it's the same as, you know, any, like, the rules get updated the more we learn, the more we, like, realize, oh my gosh, that now people who have been offended can actually feel like they have the right to speak up and they have a voice, like, I think it's important that maybe this is something that's been felt for a really long time, but it has not been something that people felt they could speak up about. And now they feel confident in saying that and speaking out about that. And so he should be like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I didn't even think about that. Let me alter my presentation and moving forward, not like include that. Okay. I'm so sorry I offended you. I can totally see where you're coming from. Please tell me what, like, I could do to make this right. I don't know.
Okay.
Something along those lines. I feel like.
It depends on the context for me. Like maybe he's a real jerk and he purposefully does it as a provocation or something and kind of knows that it's not good.
I hate that.
But if it was just sort of regular and innocent in a typical lecture, for me it felt ridiculous because he's not saying the N-word and we should be able to acknowledge cultural differences and different words across countries without people, because it really does depend
on
the context.
In my head I was picturing the first scenario.
Oh really?
When he's kind of saying it almost like a, you know, and even some countries, like, I would need to know a little bit more of the context.
Because in the article, my impression was that he had no idea this was even a thing. But that, who knows? I wasn't there.
Well, and also, you know how there are those, their audio illusions.
Yeah.
No, there's another name for it, but it's the same thing, because it's not like, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, like where we could hear two different names on that recording.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And if you just mouth the word, like if you have that in your head, so like that is, it's like you can be primed to hear something.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you, like, you wouldn't hear it, but then, like, all the, like, things when you play the records backwards and then you say, tell me what it says, and then, oh my gosh, yes, I hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe it's one of those situations.
Yeah, maybe.
But I think once the attention is brought to that, like once it's brought to his attention, then I think that if it fits, then he can alter it. Like, I don't see the harm in that.
No, right? I don't either. It's just that it feels like this could have been accomplished without punishing him. Like, he got put on leave and stuff. It's ridiculous.
Oh, geez. Well, okay. I didn't know that.
Like, it's in the news. How did he really times?
Susie, I have not been able to dive deep into the news lately.
No, I don't mean that. I just mean, like, this was such a big deal that they're covering
okay,
it.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
I was going to ask a question. Anyways, I forgot.
Oh, okay. Well, at any rate, you said what did his reaction or something? What did he
say? Oh, yes. That's what I was wondering. Yes. Thank you. How did he react?
A statement where it sounded sincere, and he was just like, I've been teaching this course a long time. No one's ever said that this is problematic, and I won't, I feel really bad that I upset people. But I think it's insane to put him on leave when he didn't actually say the N-word.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just tell him to quit it.
That is true. Yeah. That's what I thought. I was thought we're just telling him to quit it, right? But I did not catch we put him on.
Yeah. It's kind of bonkers. But it's hard to know when you don't have the whole story.
Yeah, don't. Right.
Whatever.
And it's hard to say that I don't even know. Who knows? Like, I feel like I don't even get to be the one to decide.
Well, that's the thing. I'm like, I'm not Chinese. I'm not black. I don't know.
Right.
And I don't even really.
And when it comes to offending white people, fucking go for it.
Yeah, I'm offended all the time.
I do it all the time. I'm like, white people are crazy. Well,
this is another example of white people being crazy, which is I read the.
Like polka?
That is not crazy.
I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
It's not beautiful. No, I was reading the origin story of the real Betty Boop. By the way, was black.
Yeah, I did hear this.
What?
I have, that sounds like it has a familiar ring to it.
Right? This poor lady, I don't know, I forget what, Esther Jones was her name. She was a jazz singer, and she's the person that sang that song, I Want to Be Loved by You, that one?
Yes!
Yes!
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yes. And she had that in her act, it was a lot of the boop boop badoop type scatting.
Oh my gosh.
And then they decided to make this cartoon character in her style and everything. But then they made her fucking white.
Oh my God.
Can you believe?
Well, yeah.
They
but
said
it's
it was the
gross.
Most famous cultural appropriation ever.
Oh, well, this is...
And she didn't even get any money for it or anything.
Right, right.
Which...
I feel like... What's the song that we talked about? I was trying to think about this the other day. There's a song that's... Is it like... It's not Lime and the Coconut. It's it's something like it's that. Not, oh, Deo!
Oh, yeah. Oh. Well, that,
is that... Like right. that.
That's a great tune, fucking, though. Are we not allowed to sing that?
Well,
is it the accent that's a problem?
I mean, and that song in and of itself is just culturally appropriated. It's
Damn it.
Right? It's, yeah. Yeah. For real.
Why?
It's important. Call it out. I know. It's everywhere. It's
are we
so...
not? Okay, wait. What are the rules here? I wish this was clear to me.
You know what? I don't know. I feel like this may be another book club pick that might be a good one. We have to do our research. We need to study. We need to...
But
you know.
Here's the thing. So I got an email from somebody, a listener, who was saying she called herself disabled, and she doesn't mm-hmm. like the term differently abled. Mm-hmm. She prefers to just say disabled. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know what? I totally get what you're saying, but whenever there's sort of not a consensus on something, we kind of have to... go with whatever either we think the majority feel or whatever, because mm-hmm. not everyone agrees.
Right.
And so I kind of feel like that's where we are with cultural appropriation too, mm-hmm. where mm-hmm. there's no mm-hmm. real mm-hmm. blanket answer.
Yeah. I mean, I think, yeah, it's maybe how it's presented too. And then mm-hmm. if it's people... I don't know. I don't even know. know. I feel like maybe ask the people who, like, hey, are you offended by this? Does this bother you?
Like, I feel like
they may be like, no, I don't really care.
In some ways, the worst sin, too, is how white people make money off of, like,
that
the
is
Deo
it.
Song or the
that's
Lion
the,
Sleeps
that's
Tonight.
The worst part. That's yeah. the, well, not the worst. There's a lot of terrible things. But yes, absolutely. That is the, I think the one of the, I don't know, parts of the definition of it.
Right. Like, we kind of steal their intellectual property,
yes.
make tons of dough, and then they get nothing.
Yes.
Like Betty
yes.
Boop, that whole thing.
Yes, exactly. And then the origin, the credit,
mm-hmm.
and the story gets lost. And do we have to, like, work to find it again and retell it and
right.
give it the respect and credit that it's due?
I mean, we're the worst.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Let's talk about the fucked up origins of Monopoly.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
so,
we should have known by the Mrs. Monopoly game that they tried to fucking pull on us a
right?
few years ago.
And
oh,
even just
you guys,
like,
start with whatever,
you know,
more money to make up for the pay gap.
Every time you play Monopoly, there's always someone that's an asshole. That should have been a red flag too.
Yeah.
Where, like,
I do know about that.
I know you do. It brings out uh-huh. the worst in people. I mean, it should be like, before you marry someone, you should have to play Monopoly
yep.
with them to see.
100% correct. And with a group. And be like,
right.
let's see how they negotiate these things. Let's see how they talk to what they do to.
Right?
Like,
you
yeah.
can tell a lot about a person by the way they play Monopoly.
Yeah. Yep.
So
totally.
Apparently, this game was originally called the Landlord's Game.
Oh,
and it was created.
Oh, God.
It was created by a woman who wanted
what?
To promote anti-capitalism. So she was, like, mad about capitalism, and she was like, let's make this game because kids will understand how sick it is.
Oh, my God. And instead, we
right.
were inspired. This is satire gone wrong.
It is.
This is what happened when I watched Clueless too young, and my mom told me not to because you won't get it.
That's a
and
great
I
point.
Did watch it too young, and then I was like, oh, I got to be like these
we
girls.
We need this stuff.
Yes.
Wow. What a great
the
analogy.
It's lost. Well, thank you, Susie.
No, that Come is on. Because you're right. If you don't know the intention and you misread
right.
something as a child would, then
yep.
you can get the wrong message entirely.
And that's what I did with Clueless.
Wow.
And then I was like, well, that's how I'm going to talk, and that's what I'm going to be like.
Well, this lady...
That did not go over well.
She made the game, and then a man stole the idea.
Classic!
Classic male oh, move, and he became a millionaire. Parker
oh,
Brothers paid, she had a patent, so they had to pay her $500 for the patent.
No, I'm sick.
But they paid him royalties for the rest of his life.
Oh.
And nobody thinks it's anti-capitalist anyway. Like, her message was completely lost.
Completely lost. No!
Isn't that a bummer?
Oh.
No, we got nothing but bad news today. I don't know.
Susie, I was relying on you to, like, cure my feelings of woe from
right.
knowing a lady who chopped down, well, not chopped down, is, you know, a plant thief,
yep.
maybe.
Yep.
Now you got nothing for me.
I know. I mean, in a way, it's perfect that the
oh,
idea
God,
of Monopoly
so...
was stolen. I
oh.
mean, but.
That's like a movie.
Right. What's that one that you watched? Oh, the McDonald's Monopoly game?
Yeah.
It's like
oh my
that,
gosh,
but it's
yes,
actually
yes.
just regular Monopoly.
Yes. That movie is funny. Not movie, show, like miniseries that's real.
Right.
Yeah. But it's funny because that one, there's one guy.
Who you love just, that like, guy.
Is a riot. He just should be on tele. He should. He shouldn't. He. I don't know. Thank God. Thank God he was in a documentary.
Because can you I just believe feel like that his, there are people like that though? Because I saw that guy that you talked yes. about 90 Day Fiance. That guy yeah. with no neck or whatever. He like is made for reality television.
There's I know
real people like this in the world.
Real people. I'm telling you. That's. I mean, it's just fascinating to me.
Yeah,
and everybody is fascinating.
Yes, but like, don't you see these
but
people?
Some are think, just like a million.
What if they weren't on reality TV? What would they be? They would just be in the world like Barnum and Bailey. Freak.
Yeah, but
I don't mean because of the way he looks. I mean his personality.
Right. Yes, yes. Yeah. No, everybody knows somebody who's like that performer who's the... I mean, that guy's on another level. He's like... But, you know, there are a few, you know, regulars at the grocery store that I see who are just kooky.
I do love characters.
You know? And there are some, like, personality disorders where... They're what it like. I'm trying to think of one what it's called. It's not like histrionic, but there's like some that are just like you dress funny, like yeah. you're just peculiar. You're like an oddball, and like
I don't know. Like it.
I would never diagnose somebody with that. I'd just be like, yeah, they're just cool. They're no, or just weird, or just
yeah. If they're nice, that's great.
Yes. Oh no, that guy's mean. He's awful.
Right.
But don't you think a little bit of that is like a defense mechanism from probably being treated awful his whole life?
You tell me.
Which is not excusable. He just needs a lot of therapy.
Are you serious? You think that because like somebody mistreated him and that's why he turned out terrible? Probably.
No, I just think I think maybe became a little callous and like, I don't know.
Oh.
Like, I think, well, I just feel like the people are just at the end of the day trying to like protect themselves, like protect their feelings and their
heart. Right. It's just self-preservation.
Yes, self-preservation and whatever people do to preserve the self in whatever that means for them.
I just wish that these people would use BetterHelp instead.
That is, oh, hello. See, it all comes down to just get a therapist. As I said, this guy just needs one. Yeah. Guaranteed he doesn't have one.
I mean, if he knew about BetterHelp, he would understand how easy it is and how you yeah. can just go on your phone or your computer and talk with a licensed professional about your neuroses. Your depression, all of your...
All of it.
...cares and worries.
That we all have.
We all have them, now more than ever. BetterHelp yes. is available for clients worldwide, and they have all different areas of expertise. So you can pick the therapist who's right for you if you have family conflicts or grief or trauma, anything that you need. They will help you, and it's affordable and convenient. I want you guys to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/braincandy. Join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Again, that's betterhelp, HELP.com/braincandy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, these people, like, I don't even, you know, when Adam worked on Dance Moms,
yeah,
and I would always say how Abby Lee was made for reality yeah. television.
Yeah.
And I don't...
I meet people who are like that.
Yeah.
That aren't on reality TV. I'm like, oh my God, you should be. And especially like children. Sometimes I meet children. I'm like, oh.
What are they like? Just uncensored or what?
TV. They're just like natural performers, you know,
yeah.
or they have a way of knowing how to make somebody laugh or to.
Yeah. Like if attention is your currency, if that's
yes,
what motivates
that's
you.
That's 100. Susie, you hit the nail right on the head. It's attention as currency.
Yeah.
All the kids that I know who. Yeah. And then the real talented ones, it's like the opposite where they hide it. And it's like.
Oh.
And they're like the quiet ones, and then it comes out, and then they're like they're the ones who like are on.
That feels pathological.
You know, pathological well, in a bad way.
Yeah, like you mean they're trying to manipulate, so they hide it.
No, I mean like the ones who are really talented, like they're
oh,
they're
no,
not
that's
as
okay.
like Yeah, I'm like, how?
I'm like all cynical.
Like, I'm like the ones who are like super, like insane. I probably just said it in like a spooky way.
Right.
I did probably. Really intense, very high intensity. Like,
everybody has their strengths and weaknesses and quirks. And if you can channel them in a way that's healthy, great. Yeah. Like, I love attention. That's why I was on reality TV. If you can find a way to make that functional, you're in business. Or profit off of it, like you could make a career out of it, fantastic. Be an opera singer or whatevs.
Yes.
But if it's about abusing people on television, that's less than ideal.
No. Oh, yes, I see.
Yes, you see.
Back to the, I see.
You're so
nice.
You're like, no, they would never. But they do, some of them.
Yeah. I was like, oh, you're right.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Let me tell you about the linguistic evolution of Taylor Swift.
Oh.
You're welcome. So,
okay. First of all, are you, do they have a name, Taylor Swift fans? They're probably like called
Ooh,
something.
Swifties.
Like, I was just going to guess that. Yes. And then I was saying it like as a joke.
I think that is what they call themselves, Swifties.
Are you a Swiftie?
I think she's talented. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not a super fan or anything, but I like her music.
Yeah.
This was a scholarly article that was analyzing her linguistic evolution, and they called what she's done, where she went from being a country artist to a pop artist, as something called code switching.
Oh, yeah.
We all do this.
People do this in different
settings.
This is like with language. This is like a psychology thing.
Exactly. So she's done it in her career and to her advantage, but we all do it. Depending on where we are and how we're going to behave in a particular setting and stuff like that. So code switching occurs when a speaker straddles different speech communities. You can change from like standard or expected language and dialects to, you know, other ones in other contexts. And since many regional or class-based accents can be stigmatized, which certainly country would be among them. It might seem strange that people switch from standard to non-standard ways of speaking, but it's exceptionally common and most curiously so when it comes to music. So Swift follows in a long line of singing, like trying to belong. So
And becoming more like mainstream and losing. I feel like they do this with actors too.
Where
it either becomes like your accent.
Yeah.
Like if you're riding the board, like riding the line between being like mainstream or like a character actor and you have an accent, like, and you want to be mainstream actress,
actor,
they're going to be like, nah, you got to ditch that Boston accent.
You're right.
They do this.
Well, and even like DJs and local news people sometimes they'll neutralize their regional speech, and they'll just put on like the broadcaster voice.
Yes.
Right.
Coming at you live, 103.5, bringing you today's hot hits.
I always say this to you, you don't really have an accent if you ask me.
I don't, but I do code switch based on who I'm hanging out with.
Yeah. Does it become more pronounced if you're drinking or no? Unrelated.
I think I get a little more I get a little more casual with my speech and a little more slangy in I feel like more comfortable. Yeah, probably.
Yes. I noticed that I did that when we were on the ruins because so many of the people in the house were Spanish speakers.
Oh.
Johanna, Veronica, who else? There were other people and they would speak in Spanish.
Ibis.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they had accents, and then I would sort of take it on, and it wasn't intentional, but I noticed that.
Yep, and I hung out with Kenny, so all of a sudden I was from New Jersey.
That is such a good point, because his is easy to kind of mimic.
So easy. And, like, yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I wonder, though, like, in the case of Taylor Swift, if you think that was intentional or just sort of happened.
I think it's intentional to open yourself up to more music and more. Mm-hmm. I think about when it comes to pop artists that are just, I mean, she's just so, like, huge and so, like, widely consumed, I guess, like, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think about something Lady Gaga said a long time ago, or it was, like, in some magazine where she was being interviewed. She said something about she never necessarily wanted to make pop music. She just knew pop music was what sold.
Mm.
And so she was going to get famous making pop music because that was what people wanted to hear. And then that would give her the freedom to...
Yeah, like when she did the Tony Bennett duets album. Yeah,
exactly.
If she had started with that, no one would ever...
No, people would be like, what the heck is this? I don't want this. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great strategy.
And so I think Taylor Swift, you know, kind of was like, oh, man, that's where the... And it's hard for, like... Yes, I agree, she's talented, but, like, that music is definitely part of the music machine.
Like, oh, for sure. I was so annoyed.
So that's where I'm like, it's not all her.
No.
It's like this machine. She gets credit for isn't it like 10%? You have to change like 3 words in a song or something like that to get like... a writer's credit.
Yeah, well, and I remember, she won, I think it was a Grammy, but it might have been one of the other awards, but she won an award and she went up and she did this whole acceptance speech where she was kind of saying, like, don't let men steal your worth or something like that about this female empowerment. But behind her were just like 10 white men who co-wrote her album, you know, I forget Dr. Luke, and then there's Max something.
Yes, Martin. Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
And they write all these songs based on this mathematical equation of like what's addictive. And that's cool. I'm into it, but like,
and you know what probably isn't addictive? Country music. Polka? Oh my God, Susie. Yes, I love it. Full circle.
I was going to say, maybe Lady Gaga will make a polka album. And
oh
I'll
my God,
vindicate.
What if? Stop. Yep. Next thing, you just see her posing seductively with a accordion.
I know. My 6th grade teacher played accordion and she bring it in and I was just like, this is embarrassing. Like, even at that age, I was like, no, please put it away.
Oh my God, I could see you... Gosh, this show I love called Bob's Burgers. Same thing as like I watched that roller coaster show. By the way, or movie that was amazing.
Oh my God,
disappoint.
Class Action Park. But did you love it?
Yes, so good. It did not disappoint. It hit every single one of the check.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
But you're definitely like that. Reminded me of like that show Bob's Burgers, and you're definitely the little character on there, one of the Louise. She's definitely,
and she just picks
her.
Like the thing that's undefendable and then defends it.
Yeah, and she's kind of like cynical and she's definitely like fighting the system.
The
and
cross
this
I have to bear
you.
Is that I
this
do not look like someone who is cynical. And
yes,
so people,
neither does she.
Okay.
Because she's a child who wears pink bunny ears.
Okay.
So that's why she is you.
Oh my God. Because my feeling is just people get upset because they don't expect me to be an asshole.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's funny.
Anyway.
But you can also get away with a little more because people don't expect you to be an asshole.
I don't know. It just seems like nothing but trouble. Okay.
Yeah, but here's the deal. You're not really an asshole.
Two things that quickly I'll say before we go. First of all, there's also a documentary series on Netflix called I Am a Murderer Released, and it was just 3 episodes.
Oh, yes.
And it was about this guy that was convicted of murder and then eventually got out. And it was really interesting because I write to all these criminals and they all are so nice and seem bright and, I don't know, just like decent people. It was interesting to watch him because I noticed how when he got out, he was so hopeful and kind of thought he could just like become a truck driver, even though he didn't have a CDL or anything you need to be a truck driver. I think that criminals in inmates are told so often that like they're in there because they just did a bad thing, and if they just had chosen the right thing, they would be okay. That they all think that when they get out, they can just choose the life that they want, instead of realizing how much luck plays work into it. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a lot of work that maybe has to be involved.
Yeah. And I never thought about it, because you really believe them because they are sincere. But I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, they're just told, well, you did the wrong thing. So then they think, okay, if I do the right thing, everything will be great. And it's not the case.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. So that was good.
Okay.
It was interesting. I liked watching it. And then secondly, the last thing I wanted to say is that I am appalled because airlines are selling in-flight meals to the public for people who are missing eating on airplanes.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Who are these people?
Well, here's the thing. Unless you're bringing back the food in a time machine, then, like, from when you actually served decent meals, but you're not doing that. You're serving me airline food now, which is ridiculous.
And that's
who misses tuna fish in a tuna fish sandwich in a bag?
It's disgusting. I mean, it's not. I think these are the hot ones.
Warm like nuts?
No, they are like those hot ones that you might get in first class or something. But even still, nobody wants your dry chicken breast.
No, they're still not good. I'm telling you that there was a time probably 30 years ago when I did think airline food was good.
Maybe it was back then. Do you think?
I think it was. I think when I was doing international travel, did have the palate of an 8-year-old.
Seriously, I've learned the hard way that a lot of things I thought were amazing when I was 10.
Correct.
Do not cut the mustard anymore.
They don't hit the same.
Right. And I'm convinced. I'm always like, this is going to be amazing. And then I'm like, it's like when I went back to Pizza Hut. And I was like,
my favorite. I could have told you that. Susie, the only thing you liked about that was
The
Book It program.
I did love the Book It program.
That was it. That you have fond memories of reading and collecting bookets and
but
stuff.
But I really want to know,
prizes.
Like, was it delicious in the 80s?
No. Oh, good question.
Or
it's the fried bottom I can't get down with.
Love
and they
that.
Have no.
The grease in the bottom of the pan.
In their base of mayo. No, I can't get down with this shit. Ugh. Well, and they were probably the inventors of that stuffed crust nastiness. That's like cheese on cheese. Nope. Not down.
Well, you're right, because when I went back, and I told Lincoln, I'm like, this is going to be amazing. This was where I wanted to go when I was a kid. And then he was like, what's this shit?
See, I'm with Link.
He wasn't wrong. I was like, did I change or did Pizza Hut change?
Oh, my gosh.
Something to think about Sarah. Let's wind it down.
Yes, let's. Now you got me thinking about my favorite pizza place back when I was a kid. That's a nice memory to go out on.
Sarah and I are going to put on those like Hamburglar masks and try to steal a fig leaf tree, a 20-foot fig leaf tree.
Yes, we are. I was like, where's she going with this? And I was like, Halloween's right around the corner. So I'm like, I don't have a costume picked out yet. But I didn't see Susie as being like going out anywhere. Oh, okay, got it. She's helping that lady.
We're burgling. You guys have to watch John Wanted to Contact Aliens because it's phenomenal.
Yes. 15 minutes. No problem. Yes. Yes.
Polka's awesome.
Polka is something. Susie and Urkel love it.
We're on the fence about whether anybody should be in trouble for the USC professor accidentally saying the N-word.
Yeah, we're unsure about a lot of things about cultural appropriation.
Yeah, we have a lot to learn.
What's new?
We do know that we hate Monopoly and also people that play, and you should play with your future spouse.
Yes. In fact, I might have to. No,
yeah,
it's fine.
Have you ever played with a friend?
Take my houses. Probably give them to me. He would do something like that. He's like, I don't care.
He'd be like, let's just split everything evenly.
He says as we play the games, he'll be like, you know, it's like how much fun you have. Whoever's winning, whoever has the most fun.
Oh my God.
He's not saying that to try to convince himself of that. He
believes
truly
that.
Believes this.
He's not wrong.
I know he's not. He's totally right. But then my first desire to win comes out. No, I'm kidding. We're fine.
We learned
We're winding it down.
linguistic evolution of Taylor Swift.
Uh-huh.
And the airlines think you want their food when you don't.
You definitely don't. That's also the same as them thinking that you want to subscribe to their magazine.
Their what?
Magazine.
Oh,
nobody
no.
Nobody wants American Way.
American Way. The fact that you remember the name is hilarious.
Oh, for sure. I'm trying to think if I know any other ones.
Right.
What's the Delta?
That one American is the Way best, is, though, I will say, American Way.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't
Isn't
want it
the greatest it, when you can get one where the crossword isn't filled out yet?
I don't think I've ever gotten one when the
oh,
it wasn't.
Oh, my God, I have.
You're the one filling them all out.
You're right. This is true. Ah.
We learned a lot,
there
everybody.
There you go, folks.
Don't forget to subscribe. And I don't know.
Leave us that 5-star review. We love reading them. Makes us feel good inside. Gives us the warm fuzzies. And we really need those right now.
Yes, we do. We'll see you next
dark
time,
times.
Everybody.
Bye. Bye. Bye.